Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about utility construction. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go into the podcast. When we talk about utility construction, all we can get in our mind is the people working in the construction site or the guys or gals who are repairing the electricity lines that is running from one pole to another through the entire area. So whenever we experience problems related to electricity, we see the guys and gals working on one of the poles. We can make out that they are from a utility construction company. We also often see people working in a manhole trying to fix things. Well, they also belong to the segment of utility construction as well. Well, a matter of fact, the utility construction is one of the big businesses that has given employment to thousands of youth across the country. More often when a place has suffered huge losses from a storm or hurricane, it is the people from the utility companies that come and try to restore things. This may not be a simple task as it takes a lot of time to get things back to where it was, but they do their best to bring back normalcy into place of the area. Again, you know, when all these tornadoes are going around in Texas, Louisiana, that's like the first responders when it comes to, the disasters. I mean, they come along with the police, the firefighters, and all that as turning off the power so we can get to those people that are missing. One of the areas that gets seriously affected by storms is communication and electricity lines. Well, the job of the utility construction worker employee is to ensure that they rebuild the lines as quickly as possible so that the people living in the zone do not have to suffer much. Substantially, during normal occasions, they have to check if the things are working just fine. Therefore, they pay occasionally visits in different zones that have been allotted to them and check if the lines are working fine. And if they see any issues, they report it to the next level. If possible, they try to fix it and then get it done and then go to the next. They are also into installing fiber optic cables in case of an emergency, restore the services immediately. And also in case they have to restore that. You know, emergencies are very important in this thing. You know, these people in the utility construction are very, very important. They're bringing power. The type of work actually depends on one utility company to another. Not every utility company is into restoring or maintaining electricity. They take up different genders of work and ideally do not get multiple genders as they find it difficult to manage multiple genders at the same time. However, there are a few utility construction companies that are in multiple genders. This also implies that the fact that those companies are quite big to take care of the multiple operations at the same time. Having said this, it has also been seen that majority of the utility construction companies are into the electric segment and, if possible, try to take up a few small projects that is not related to their core business. The career graph of the individual joining this segment can be immense. He or she can start off directly after completing their electrical engineering and start working with these guys. There is a lot to learn for the person who is indeed interested to make it big in this industry, and he or she gains more knowledge that they can expect a rise in his or her package. Money definitely is not the problem for the right candidate in this profession. Again, Utility construction is in every construction site, you know. I mean, it's going from housing departments to commercial to electricity poles, fiber optics. Utility construction is everywhere when it comes to construction. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.